Yeah, he's gonna put me at right back so far. Right or left back, he hasn't decided. There's another girl that's gonna be a sophomore next year, and she's playing left back. So he might put me as the defense, or he might move me up into the right midfielder.
Obviously going to one of the top programs in the state, too, that has a certain appeal to the defense.
Yeah. A lot of girls have been talking about going next year and taking first. That's a big plate to just step on and take over, so.
Some other guard girls have gone there in the past. Can you talk to any of them about their experiences for life?
Yeah, I've talked to Cindy Benitez about it a lot. I mean, I've played with her over the years, and I've played with her especially this year a lot. We talk daily, pretty much. And she's talked to Coach Hunter, and Coach Hunter talks about her a lot, especially when I went on my visit. He has all of her awards sitting up there, and it's something really good to look up to. She's a good role model.
And have you decided on a pursuit for your studies?
No, I'm going to go into sports med so far. I might go into athletic training.
What was the important criteria in looking at what you wanted to coach at the next level?
Coaching-wise, I like loud coaches and that are, like, just up front with you. I don't like people that just sit back and just let you do whatever, pretty much. I mean, he's always on top of his girls academic-wise, not just for his sports. And a lot of other schools that I've, like, went to, the girls talked about how their coaches really don't care what they do, and they get to do whatever they want. And especially academic-wise, like, they can just skip school, sleep in, whenever they want. But Coach Hunter's really on top of that, and so is Coach Barry.